How?
How come?
How come? How did it happen?
I met Eugene, I think the first time, it was in 1973 when I came to, as the guest of President Marcos to this chess tournament he had, right?
First international.
Right. And
no, no, but actually I think you said you saw me before, right?
67.
You saw me when I came in, what, 67?
Right. Right.
You were my idol. I was watching you. I was.
Did we talk? Did we meet at all?
No.
Oh, we didn't meet.
I had no chance. No, but I was.
You saw me play there, yeah.
Right, with our top players. And then in 73, of course, we were introduced, but you said I looked like a hippie or a rock band player.
Yeah, so you had that, you know, the high heels and the long hair look of that era, you know?
The Beatles, huh?
I did not look like a serious player.
Well, I want to say something about that.
How does Bobby look like?
Ben.
Handsome.
Very handsome and debonair.
I just want to say something about that Meralco tournament.
Yes.
That I played in 67.
Right.
The goddamn Jews are lying about that, too. They're saying that I came there for some tournament or something, but the other players didn't show up or something, so the tournament was canceled, and then they put up this Meralco event with me playing different players.
That's a bit bobby.
It was arranged that way in advance by Compromise. It's just the way it was. There was never meant to be any tournament, you know?
Uh-huh.
The stinking Jews... Always lies. Big lies, little lies, you know, just absolute pigs, you know, absolute pigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah.
So what do you foresee in the future now, after all this happening to you, you know?
Well, as I said, I think this is a good sign, this letter now from the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo, that they want me to, they want to cooperate with me officially renouncing my citizenship out here at the prison, you know?
Mm.
So hopefully this will be the Jews' pound of flesh, right?
Mm.
And then this will satisfy the U.S., and then the Japanese will be told to let, you know, to let me out of this jail. And then I can try to rebuild my
career.
Yeah, no, my career. And rebuild my legal status. Papers, passport from some other country. You know.
It's a good thing Japanese now slowly are getting keen on laws.
I think the U.S., they were hoping to ship me out of the U.S. like a couple of days after this, after the hullabaloo of the arrest, you understand?
Right.
When the facts had not emerged, right?
Right. They wanted.
They were trying to make it sound like I'm a fugitive, I'm running around hiding, and I had an illegal passport and all of this, and then I got busted, like, you know?
Mm.
Totally fake. Totally false. So during this hullabaloo, they hoped to ship me back to the U.S. Then later on, everyone would find out it was all lies. My passport was perfectly valid. Everything was illegal by the Japanese immigration and the U.S. government. But by then, I'd be in an American prison. You understand?
Yes.
But fortunately, I think there were some, you know, honest heads here, honest people here who would not play ball with the U.S. That's my opinion. I mean, maybe I'm speaking too soon. Who knows? Maybe they'll still send me back to my death in America, the Japanese. But it seems to me, as of now, that there were some honest heads here, you know, who refused to go along with the conspiracy. You know what I mean?
So
hopefully, if the U.S. doesn't back out of this... coming down here to let me renounce my citizenship officially, coming down here to this Ishiku detention center, they don't back out, and then I intend to go through with this and to renounce my citizenship. I hope that will satisfy the U.S. and the Japanese, and they'll let me go. You know, actually, I shouldn't be in here. The people who should be in jail are the Japanese immigration authorities who illegally canceled my entry and exit visas to Japan and the United States, who illegally destroyed my passport. They're the ones who should be in jail, you know?
Mm.
I'm the victim.
Yeah.
I'm the victim of crimes, and I'm here in jail. with, and the people who've committed the crimes are outside. It's quite crazy.
It's
but nonetheless, I hope that this renunciation gives the filthy U.S., you know, controlled by the Jews, their pound of flesh, just like Shylock, right, in The Merchant of Venice.
Yes, yes.
And then they will let me go.
Okay, Bobby.
No, I mean, go not back to the States. Let me go out of prison here, you know.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah.
The way you sound, it seems that I mean, I'm happy that it seems you still have kept your sanity intact, no? With all these experiences you have gone through.
Your sense of humor.
And you still have, you know, a sense of humor, very important.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Yeah.
We have run out of time.
Why have we run out of time? I thought this was going to be 1 hour.
Can I have one small question?
Okay.
Bobby, what are your plans?
1 hour.
Yeah, Bobby. What are your plans once you got out of this mess? Are you going to play chess with the so-called superstars or super grandmasters?
I don't play chess anymore, Paul Bray.
No. Yeah, okay.
I play Fischer Random.
Fischer Random.
Oh,
I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a much Fischer better
Random.
Game.
Fischer Random.
Challenge.
Okay.
Chess is a dead game. It's played
what
out.
Is, hello, buddy.
Yeah.
What is Fischer Random?
Fischer Random is a version of chess that I developed or invented, you could say, where you shuffle the back row of the pieces, not the pawns. The pawns stay the same on the second rank, right, of each player, right? You shuffle the back row of the pieces, and each side has the identical shuffle, so that everything is symmetrical, just like in the old chess. And there are just a couple of rules. One rook has to be to the left of the king. One rook has to be to the right of the king. One bishop has to be on a light-colored square and one on a dark-colored square. For each side.
You understand?
And that's basically it. And then when you castle, we don't say you're castling king side or queen side. We use algebraic notation. We say you're castling A side or H side. Now, when you castle H side, that's like short castling, right? When you castle A side, that's like long castling. Now, it doesn't matter where the king and the rook start out. After you castle into the standard castling position. It's very simple. You can learn the rules in about 2 minutes, right, Eugene?
Yeah, and Chiadelli was asking me if I could understand it.
Yeah.
By the way, Chiadelli, I was with Bobby during the last part of this invention. We were in Hungary,
yeah.
So... I'm very proud also of this Fischer Random, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I think it's a great game. If it weren't for the Jews, it would already become the standard of chess. You know, your chess would be gone.
One question, Bobby.
Yeah.
If you would have the chance, and if you would be allowed, would you want to go back to the United States?
No, not really. No. Not at all. The country, you know, you ever hear of Audie Murphy, the most decorated soldier in World War II?
Yes.
He made a movie. I used to hear him on the radio quite often in L.A. I think he died some years later in an airplane crash with this, with the famous boxer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he always said about L.A., you know what he said about L.A.? He said it's the most boring city in the world. And it's not just L.A., though. The whole goddamn country is boring. That's the worst of it for me in America. Not just the corruption, the steroids in the meat, and the pollution, and all those Jews there. It's a goddamn boring country. It's an empty country. There's no culture. It has no quien sabor. It has no flavor, no taste, you know?
Bobby?
Yeah?
If that's what your opinion of the United States,
yes.
What is your opinion about the Philippines? You were here 2 years ago.
The Philippines is just the opposite. It's full of life. The only problem is, you know, you have a real serious crime situation there, you know?
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's a terrible story. A Japanese person there, he was like 41, he just came from the airport, and then some people dressed like policemen. He just killed him, took his money, just
and
then, in front of his
and yet you want to come here,
huh?
And yet you want to live here.
Would I want to live in the Philippines?
Yes.
I really would. I'm just kind of afraid, to tell you the truth. help our. You know, you've got to get the crime under control, with, and you've got to have more justice there, more fairness, less corruption. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right. More control of
But it's so free here in the Philippines.
No, it's a wonderful country. I love the weather, the food, the people, the humor.
The columns.
The columns in the newspapers, the women, everything. It's just a.
How about the men?
Country, the people are so much humor. You know.
You mentioned
smile so much at you. You know.
You mentioned
real smiles. They're not plastic. You know.
You mentioned the women. How about the men?
The men are nice too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Eugene.
Boy, like Eugene, yeah. No, the men, everybody's very nice there. It's just, I say, there's a lot of, inequality, a lot of injustice there, a lot of social problems, I guess it all, goes back in history, how it happened. You have a wonderful, and also, another big plus for the Philippines is you don't have any nuclear power plants. It's one of the few, modern countries, let's say, where you have modern conveniences, where you have no nuclear power plants. And that's a very big plus for me. Japan is a great country, but they've got 60 nuclear power plants.
Wow.
Japan is an accident waiting to happen. They just had a nuclear accident the other day.
Yeah.
They say no radiation was released, but I think 4 people died. And who knows whether it's true that no radiation was released. But even if no radiation was released, it's going to happen. There's going to be accidents here. Plus, Japan is making a terrible mistake getting involved in the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all of Japan's nuclear power plants are being cooled by ocean water. They put them all by the ocean. So that the tremendous heat that is generated will be cooled by ocean water, right? And the waste will, I guess, well, the hot water will go into the ocean, right? And they're just a sitting duck for somebody to hit them with a missile.
Wow.
Well
read there, Bobby.
Plus, one more thing. These nuclear... This is a big earthquake country. If you have you may have a huge earthquake, could just smash a nuclear power plant with the earthquake and release the radioactivity.
Okay, so, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's asking.
Yeah.
You said that you are in prison in Japan.
Yes.
And yet, how can you talk to us here in the Philippines with so much freedom?
That is the one good thing here. They have they let you talk on the phone. They let you out of the cell. You are in a prison. There's a camera watching me right now.
Okay.
There are microphones all over the place. It's really 1984. But other than the cameras and the microphones, it's actually very, very nice here.
Okay, Bobby. We have to say goodbye now.
Can I ask one question, Bobby?
Okay.
Just one question.
Yeah.
You said that...
You're cutting me off 10 minutes short, Eugene.
That's why I only one question.
You said 1 hour, Eugene.
Yeah, okay, but...
We haven't played any commercial yet, and this program has commercials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bobby, you said Japan is still in Iraq, but we back out with our Angelo de la Cruz, eh? We back out there in Iraq.
That was a very wise decision. I'm very proud of Mrs. Arroyo doing that. I want to congratulate her for that.
You congratulate our president, at least.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't really consider her the president still. She did a very fine thing by doing that.
Bobby?
The Filipinos appreciate that very much, too, I'm sure.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should you... have your wish to be out of prison and you should come here to the Philippines, I would want you and Eugene here in our studios.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'll make a point. I will go there, okay?
Okay.
But I don't want any journalists around, photographers, okay?
Okay.
I'll come in there, talk on the radio, but I mean, I don't want it to be a circus, okay?
Okay. All right. You have to say your goodbyes now.
Okay, Tia Deli. Thank you for letting me on. And I enjoyed your program. And when I go to the Philippines, I'm going to listen to your... what is your station there?
DZRH.
DZR. What kind of a station? What is that? Music? Talk? What is that?
No, this is a public service station, like what we're doing now.
You mean it's government? No.
No. No.
But anyway, I love to listen to the radio in the Philippines because on the I love AM more than FM, and on the AM you've got about 30 stations, right? About.
No, more.
More, okay.
DZRH?
Huh?
You mean DZRH?
No.
No, in the Metro Manila area, there are about you have about a choice of about 30 different stations.
Oh, we had more. We had more.
More, okay.
Yes.
You know how many stations they have in Tokyo?
Mm.
Yes. The most very advanced country, right? Highly modern and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
They make the best radios in the world in Japan. How many stations on the AM band do they have in Tokyo?
50.
Seven.
Seven?
Only?
Seven, including the American station called Eagle 810, which I call Rat 810. You know? They have seven altogether. Six Japanese stations and one in English, Eagle 810, which I call Rat 810.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, about the DCRH, while where you are being listened to,
yeah.
It's a nationwide via satellite throughout the Philippines.
Oh,
satellite. Satellite.
I love your radio station.
It's all over the Philippines. That's why.
The variety of your stations.
Yeah.
You have everything on your stations. You've got religion, music, news. You know, you people are alive.
Yeah.
Here in Japan, the radio is absolutely dead. It's so tightly controlled. It is so boring. It's sick.
Okay, Bobby.
Yeah.
We have to say goodbye
okay,
now.
Okay, thank you, Tita. Bye, Eugene, and bye, Boy Pobre. Who else is there? I don't know.
Doc Mayor.
Doc Mayor. Okay, very nice talking to you. Hopefully, I'll be out of this stinking hole here soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Sayonara.
Sayonara. And, how do you say, Mahibigan? What do you say? No, it's good evening. How do you say?
Mabuhay.
Mabuhay, yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ay, nako, kinakailangan magpaalam na rin kayo.
Okay na.
Oo. Tapos na. Ngayon, papaalam kayo. Isa-isa kayong papaalam sa mga listener. Ang daming text messages pero hindi na natin nabasa. Okay. Una si Dr. Mayor.
Ako po si Dr. Jenny Mayor ng National Chess Federation of the Philippines. Magpapasalamat po kami sa kay Chadeli at sa DCR8 sa pagkakataong binigay niya sa amin. Sa lahat po ng mga chess players ng buong Pilipinas, sana po isuportahan natin ang krusada ng pinakamagaling na chess player ng buong mundo sa kasaysayan, si Grandmaster Bobby Pisser.
Maraming po.
Mr. Pobre na hindi pobre.
Chairman po ng Philippine Chess Aficionados and Master Association po. At unang-una na po ang pasalamat sa kay Chadeli na kung makikita niyo lang po ng personal. Ang akala ko po, kasing idarin ko lang, pero yung pala, mas matanda sa akin, pero mas bata sa akin kung anong katanda na itinanda sa akin. Ganong kabata. yun po lamang, mga kasamang chess players, chess aficionados, susunod po na pagpunta nito ni Pisa sa Pilipinas, asahan niyo po ang unang-unang interview na gagawin para kay Chadeli. Maraming po salamat.
Of course, on behalf of Bobby also, napapasalamat ako sa DZRH and lalong-lalo na po kay Chadeli na kung saan ang kanyang ganda at ningning ay
hindi
mapapantayan at hindi kumukupas. Maraming salamat, Chadeli.
Eugene, i-concise nga. May nagtatanong, ano ba daw kasalanan ng nagawa ni Bobby Fischer?
Ayun na nga, yung naglaro lang siya sa Yugoslavia ng chess.
Dahil may sanction ho ang UN.
Pero lahat UN naman doon hindi naman na...
Wala hong krimen na ginawa si
Walang
Bobby Fischer.
Walang ginawang krimen at lahat ng taong involved doon hindi naman ginawaran ng ganun na kalupit. Siningle out lang si Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya masakit na masakit yung loob ni Bobby. Despite na sa lahat nung nabigay niya sa Amerika nga na karangalan, honor, parang binaliwala nila yan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maraming salamat sa Eugene. At next time, yun naman, ikaw naman ang pag-uusapan natin.
Ayan,
at yung pagtuturo mo ng chess sa mga kabataan lalo na.
Opo.
Sumali kayo sa closing, ha?
Okay.
Ito pong kabuuan ng programa ay hatid sa inyo ng More Cigarettes, ng Hope Cigarettes, kaya ito inyong Chadeli, kasama po si Nora Beltran, kasama si Bong Muyar, si Albert Cabico, nagpapaalam na sa iyo.
Sa iyo.
At higit sa lahat. sa inyo.
Yeah.